Parshas Yisroi, Kapitel Yudches, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayikach Yisroi Choisen Moshe Oilo Uzvachim Leloikim. Vayovoi Aaron Vechoil Zignei Yisrael Lechol Lechem Im Choisen Moshe Lefnei Leloikim. So Yisroi, who it says is the father-in-law of Moshe, as we know, took an Oilo and a Zvachim for Hashem. And Aaron and all the Zeknei Yisrael came to eat bread. Lechol lechem. To eat bread. Im chayisim Moshe lifnei alekim. So Yisrael brought oilo zvachim lelekim. And Aaron and the Zeknei Yisrael came. Lechol lechem. To eat bread. Im chayisim Moshe lifnei alekim. The obvious question. What bread? Where did this bread come from? Make it sound like Yisroi is making a party. Yisroi is now making a suda that party. Making a suda to thank their Goyim Shalom. If you took him before, Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-toyva ha-shos Hashem li-Yisrael, Asher hitzilem miyad mitzroyim. Yisroi was bringing our carbon shlomim, as Rashi says, zvachim shlomim. Why is he bringing his shlomim? As a thank you. He was thanking the Goyim Shalom. Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-toyva. So it was almost like you bring something, I bring something. Yisrael brought the oil and the zvachim, the karbanis, the meat. The zvachim is the meat to eat, and the Aaron and the Kedim are bringing bread. Very interesting. What's Hakad of Shad here? The Ramban says Yisrael was Megayer through Bismillah, Tfilah, and now he's bringing a karban. This was the last step of him becoming a Yid. Aaron and all the Ziknei Yisrael came to eat lechem. What's Pshat eat lechem? They say it because Yisrael was a Kain Achasim. It was like his wedding day. It says in Shemois, Ki Chasan Domim Atali, Yisrael was a Chasim. So they were coming to bring lechem to make it a Suda. Yisrael Taka had a Shlomim, a carbon Shlomim, which was the meat. And Aaron is a Canaan with Haka bringing bread. We're going to sit down and we're going to have Suda. Rashi says, it says over here in the Pasuk, Aaron and the Ziknei Yisrael. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayikach Yisrael choysen Moshe. It says the word Moshe just to tell us who Yisrael was. Yisrael was the father-in-law of Moshe. And then Aaron and the Ziknei Yisrael. Where's Moshe? Why isn't Moshe coming? His father-in-law is making a suda. His father-in-law is bringing a shlamim. This Aaron and the Zekanim are bringing lachem. What happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? Zok Rashi, Vayavai Aaron, Umoyshe Heichan. Where was Moshe? Vayahushi Yatsu the crossover, Gorma is called a covet. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not like, oh, he wasn't around. Moshe Rabbeinu was, and the Pasuk in Tzedon Zayin. Vayate Moshe the Kachoishnoi, but Moshe ran out to greet him. Vayishtachu, Vishakloi, Vishelu Shloi, Lasholem, Vayavai Yoyela. Moshe made a big to-do that Yisrael was coming. It's not like, oh, you say maybe Moshe wasn't around. Moshe was around. He was the one who welcomed Yisrael. So what happened to him here? Zokt the Rashi, quoting Machilta, Elashahoya oimeid umishamish lefnehem. Moshe Rabbeinu was there, but he was not a guest at the Suda. He was a waiter. He was mishamish them. That's how Zokt Rashi. Targum Yonason says, how does he know the Mechilta? What's Pshat over here? How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a servant, was a waiter? By the fact that it says, Aaron Dizekainim. But not the Moshe. Moshe was the Achsan here, Pashas. Moshe was the host. He says, we learned that Moshe was talking serving them. Very interesting. It says in Kapitel Yud Tes, Pasuk Chof. Vayeir Hashem al Har Sinai el Roi Shehor, Vayikra Hashem al Moshe al Roi Shehor, Vayal Moshe. Because Baruch Hu called Moshe to the mountain, and Moshe went up. Okay? The Gemara in Shabbos, on that Peches Amabez, famous Gemara. The Malachim, Moshe Benin came up to Shemayim to get the Torah. The Malachim said, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be getting it. They said, we should get the Torah. Why? Ben Ishchael says, this is Ben Ishchael quoting the Gemara, that There are two parts to the Torah. There's Pshat and Soid. Pshat is Parshat Pshat, what the Torah is telling you, and Soid is the secrets, all the hidden meanings. The Malachim Ta'anid, a human being has no real Shaykhah to the Soid. Yeah, we can maybe tap into, we can scratch the surface of the Soidus of the Torah, the real true meaning and the hidden stuff in the Torah. We can scratch the surface, the big Tzaddikim. But only the Malachim can really get the Soidus. And therefore, the Torah should stay in Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu responded, very nice. But there's only one problem. It said in the Torah to me, keep it, to do, keep it away. Can a Malach do keep it away? Can a Malach do any of the mitzvahs? Can a Malach hold back and do the Leisah, the Mimkhan, the Leisah says, no. So therefore, Klal Yisrael should get the Torah. That was the argument between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ben Ish Chayil, not the Ben Ish Chai, but the Ben Ish Chayil, a sefer written by the Ben Ish Chayil. See, he says like this. He gives a marshal. There was a person, a rich man. He had two sons that lived far away from him. And this rich man sent to their sons, they both lived near each other, he sent one article of clothing. One, only one. The article of clothing was studded, had tons of diamonds and jewels on this garment. Tons and tons. It was a really fancy royal garment, worth a lot of money, fortune. And there were two sons. So each son came and said, it's mine! I'm the one, our father wanted to give it to me. He said, no, my father wanted to give it to me. And obviously they couldn't reach the father to ask him which one he wanted to give to. So how did they do that? What was trapped? So one bro, what was the kindness of the brother? One brother said, I'm in jewelry. I understand the meaning and its value and appreciate and understand the beauty of the diamonds. So if I understand and appreciate the beauty of the diamonds, certainly our father wanted to send it to us. The second brother said, to me, not to us, I'm sorry. Certainly the father wanted to send it to me. The second brother said, yeah, but who cares? Who says he wanted to send it to you? So you understand the value. So what? So they went to a chacham. And the chacham said, try it out. One brother was tall and one brother was short. And they would try it on. And sure enough, the brother who did not know anything about jewelry, it was his size, and they said it was meant for you. Huh? Zokt Ben Ish Chai. You're right, the Malachim are like the rich brother, the one that understands and appreciates the beauty better than the other person. You're right. They understand the Saidis, they understand the true beauty. We can only scratch the surface. This poor brother who didn't understand much could look at it and see the brilliant light and the shine and the glow of the jewelry and the diamonds, but he didn't really understand the true value of it and appreciate its true beauty. But what's the proof who it was made for when you try it on? If it fits, it's fit the person who, the brother who didn't know, he was the right one. So after Ben Ish Chai, that's what the Malachim is between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu, why Moshe Rabbeinu won. The Malachim said, we understand the Torah, give it to us. Moshe said, but take the Torah and try it on. You may understand the beauty of it, but the Torah fits human beings. The Torah is for Klal Yisrael. Keep it of aim. You can't do keep it of aim. You can't do any of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And therefore the Torah is tailored for Klal Yisrael and not for you, even though you understand the Soidus of the Torah. It says in Adaras Eliyo that it says specifically, Vayikach Yisrei Choshen Moshe Oila Uzvachim Leilakim. He brought it to Hashem. That was his purpose, was for Hashem. It was first and foremost for the Baruch Shalom. Yes, they were going to take the Zvachim, the Shlomim, and they were going to eat it. But that wasn't the purpose. After it was for Hashem, then, you're right, it was for everyone else this year. But his ikar purpose was for the Rebbeinu Shalom. As opposed to, he said, by Balak, v'yizbichu Balak, bakar etzam, v'yishlach lebilam, l'tzarem asher itay, he says that it was not for Rebbeinu Shalom. So what's the main purpose of what he was doing it for? He was doing it le'le'kim. Zok Tech San Sefer. Yisrael saw the greatness of the Ibn Shalom. He saw, he heard about Yishma Yisrael, Choyim Midian Choysin Moshe, Eis Kalashe also Elikim Moshe Yisrael Amay. He heard about everything. He realized the greatness of the Ibn Shalom. But he thought that the only way to serve the Ibn Shalom was to do mitzvahs. That's the only way. No other way. Now Aaron and the Zikni Yisrael, what did they come with? Lecho Lechem! They came to eat bread with him to show him that even eating bread can be an Avodas Hashem. No, the carbon may be understood, even though he's going to end up maybe eating from the carbon, but inherently it was a carbon brought to Hashem. So he brought the carbon. He didn't realize that something of complete pure Gashmias can be something that's beautiful and can be done Avodas Hashem. A goy doesn't understand that. That's the reason why a goy doesn't bring a shlamim. He can't bring it. He doesn't get to eat from the animal. When a goy brings a carbon, it gets completely burnt because he doesn't understand that prat. That even the eating, even what we do of our gashmias, could be avodas Hashem. And that's what they were teaching Yisrael. They said, they brought lecha lechem, that you're missing a point of avodas Hashem. Even when you eat, even when you do your gufnias functions of what you have to do, you can also be for Hashem. It says in the Be'ach Moshe that Torah, the Gemara in Chagiga, and the Afyudal said that Torah is called Lechem. They were not coming for physical sustenance. They were not coming for Lechem. The Lechem over here, he says, is referring to the Lechem of Torah. They were coming to sit and eat together a Suda with him of the Ita Zavachim Lelekim, and to do what? To have Ashpah from Torah. It's going to be of Torah. It wasn't going to be. This doesn't mean literal. The Gemara in Tosfos in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yudal, the Ein Meisiv Esudas Mitzvah. It says, the Gemara says, one who does not sit at Esudas Mitzvah is put into Chayiv in Shemayim. As I said in the Gemara, Tosfos says it only applies to a Suda where upstanding Yidden are going to be. What does it mean, upstanding Yidden? The Ramah says, Nirudeya, in Reish Samach Hey, Alon Nimtzu Bnei Adam She'enim Ugonim Ein Tzarech Lechal Sham. If you find people who are not Kehoigen, they're not proper people, then there's no problem of not eating there, he says. What does that mean? This is the Mekar. People don't invite people to a Bris Mila. Why don't they invite people, right? I can't invite you. I'm being Moedia you. I'm telling you about it. What's the Pshah? Pshah is because if you invite someone to a Bris Mila, he has to come. As I say. But that only applies where there's mitamidei chachamim sitting there. What's the point? Why is it? What's the pshat in this halacha? What's the pshat? The pshat is that when you're going to sit with tamidei chachamim, you have an opportunity to have a suda with them. What are they going to do? You're going to talk about the greatness of Hashem. They're going to talk about the Torah Akadosha. So that's when you're going to have a spiritual uplifting, and therefore you shouldn't avoid it, and you must go. Ashi says, Rashi over here says that when you eat a suda, you partake of a meal with Talmidei Chachamim are present, it is considered as if one has a pleasure from the Ziv HaShchanah, the splendor of the Shchanah. So that's what's going on in this pasuk. We started off with the kasha. Vayikach Yisrael choysen Moshe oilos bachan lelekim. Vayovei Aaron cholzit neisha lecha lechem umchoysen Moshe oilos lelekim. Yisrael came as a ger and didn't understand. He came and understood that, yes, I do mitzvahs, I can do good deeds in Maisim Tovim and learn Torah, and that's my tafkid, and that's what I should be doing. He didn't realize this other prat, that a person, his entire being and his entire life can be part of Avodas Hashem. A person can drink a tea and eat food and eat cake and eat candy, and that can also be together of Avodas Hashem. Lecho Lechem, they came to have Lechem, we could say is, we can put the two together, the pshat. Now we said one pshat that said is, like the Be'ach Moshe, that Lecho Lechem means Torah. Maybe it doesn't mean Torah, specifically Torah. Maybe it means what the Torah is teaching you of Torah of Ruchnius, that when you're eating Lechem, it's also Ruchnius. It says in Ebn Ezra that Shemus, when you have a A Torah has Kedusha. Sefer Torah has Kedusha. Tefillin has Kedusha. Mezuzah has Kedusha. It's written on cloth, has Kedusha. What happens if you have a Sefer that's written on regular, printed on regular, you know, printing presses, like we have our Chumashim, our Sidurim, our Gemaris, and so on and so forth? There's a whole bunch of halachas, how you have to treat it. You have to treat it properly. And you can't just throw it out. You have to do the right thing with it. Ayi doesn't have Kedusha. Doesn't have Kedusha, Maisa. The pshat is that a sefer, even though it might not have kedusha, but the same way you're not allowed to be mevaza food, you're not allowed to take a piece of bread and throw it on the floor, not because the food has kedusha, because it's your sustenance, it's your zon. That's what gives a sustenance. It says that you shouldn't take a rock and throw it into the well where you got water from. The food, the bread is how we live. We live on bread. And you're taking food and you're going to throw it on the floor, you're being a kafui toi that the food, this is what sustains us. And therefore we have to treat food with the proper respect too. And Ibn Ezra says that that's why we also have to treat the svarim the same way. You know why? Because that's our life. The zon, we have the physical of the mezainis, is lechem, is taka physical. But how could we live? What's our true sustenance? Is the svarim. The svarim hakadoshim, the ones that we learn from, that's our true sustenance. And the Maaseh they say over the Kotzki Rebbe, there was someone, he was sitting eating a suda with someone, and the guy picks up his food and he makes an announcement and he says, "Ich es da der Zach." I don't know what it was. "No, Father Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm about to eat this thing that I'm going to have in my hand only for the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Shem Shemayim." So the Kotzki Rebbe picks up his food and he says, "Ich es gein essen das for my book. I'm gonna go eat this for my stomach." So the guy looks at him and says, "It's in a shine. Not nice to say that. you're saying you're eating it for your stomach? It's not nice." So the Kotzki Rebbe said, "Efshis in a shine, obus is emes." It's true. What we take out of the story, aside from the fact that the Kotzki is saying you should always say the truth, but when a person is supposed to be on the Madriga, this other guy, the Kotzki Rebbe, says he's making like that's the only reason why he's eating, but halavai, we should get to that level. We should have to get onto the level a little bit. Think about when we're eating something and drinking something and doing our normal daily routine, they say from a Baron Cutler, that he said, Nebuch, it's such a shame that the person who invented the escalator didn't have in mind that he's going to do a chesed and help all these people. He had an opportunity. He could have, any time someone's on an escalator, if he would have had in mind that he's going to do a chesed with this, he'd get so schar every time someone's doing it, he did a chesed. As opposed to if he did it just for money, so then he did it for money. You have an opportunity when you're in a job and you're doing anything, and if you're doing it because you want to do chesed for other people, you want to have avodas Hashem, you want to go to learn later, you want to go sit and daven later, whatever it is you want to do, but a person should be thinking, what can I accomplish with my actions? Don't just do things just because we want to do it for our goof. A little later in the parasha Yisroi, Hatzeres HaDibros. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodah. Simple question. Why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam say Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodah? I am your Hashem, your God, who took you out of the land of Mitzrayim from the house of slaves. Why didn't he say this? I Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Barasi Kol Ha'olam Kulo. I created the whole world. Wouldn't that be more substantial, more impressive? I created everything. I created the entire world, everything. I created you people. I created everything. What is he saying? Is he introducing what's the yisod you have to know? Asher Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. The Ramban says that the first of the Aseres HaDibros is that we must know and believe that there's Hashem from whom everything comes about and that we're obligated to serve Him. He said the Rebbeinu Shel Olam taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim demonstrated that He created the world and can change it at will. There were those that said that who says that God created the world? There was a Big Bang theory. Who says? By the fact that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was able to do Kriyas Yamsif and take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, only someone who created something that created the world can change it. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to change it. So the reason what that way Bansha is introducing himself, is that's how you know I created the world. And you're right, I created the world is even more than taking you out of Mitzrayim. But how do you know that? What's the proof? The proof is I took you out of Mitzrayim. It says in the Kedusha Slavi, in the Shmois, Va'ata locha v'ashlecha el paray. And now go, I shall send you to Paray. The Rebbeinu Shalom commanded Moshe to go to Paray that they should let Klai Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. Paray continuously refused, over and over again. We know that. Maka and he refused. So the Kedusha Slavi should know that Paray had a little bit of a schus here too. You know why? Because he refused, every time there was another Makkah, and it was known throughout the world what was happening in Mitzrayim, it brought about Kavod Hashem. So even when you're... they were getting punished. But through them getting punished, they brought out a Kavod Hashem. People say, wow, look, the God of the world, the Rebbeinu Yisraelim, look, he just brought Barah, he just brought Toshech, he just brought Makkah's B'chayris. And all the things that therefore they also have a little bit of a schus, even the Mitzrayim. The lowly, despicable Mitzrayim also had a schus. It says in the Taz, Erechaim, Mem Vov, Shelo Yosani Goy. Every morning you make a bracha, you're supposed to say in the brachas in the morning, we say, Shelo Yosani Goy. Question. Why would you say Shelo Yosani Goy? Thank you, the Rebbeinu Shalom, Baruch Adar Hashem, Shelo Yosani Goy. What's Shelo Yosani Goy? Why don't you say Shosani Yisrael? You made me yid. Why don't you Shalom Yisrael? We took the negative. So the Taz says that some answer they discuss that Shalom Yisrael goes. You don't want to say Shosani Yisrael because the famous Machlokes was it better that had man never been created or not? There's more Leisa says and Nasays and so on. So he says if maybe we don't want to say that Baruch Atashan Hinacham Shalom Yosani Yisrael because maybe we've been better off not being created. So therefore say Shalom Yosani Goy. But he doesn't like that shot and he says like this. He says we have to recognize that first of all from Goyim there are Geirim. We know Rus. David HaMelech came from Rus. She was a Geiris as well as many other Geiris who are important. So the fact that someone is a Goy, so we want to say Shalom Yosani Goy, so we understand that you should realize that the Rebbeinu Shem created the Goyim for a reason also. If we would say Shalom, we would focus on Sani Yisrael, so we would say, no, what's the purpose in having Goyim? So we say Shalom Yosani Goy, so we should focus that we're Takazecha to be on a higher Madrega, that we're created with Klal Yisrael. But a guy also has a purpose in this world. Also could bring about the Kavod Hashem. Be'ach Moshe says, when it says, many quotes in Medrash, that says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi Hashem Malikecha, Moshe said, Baruch Shalai Asani Goy. Moshe Rabbeinu said, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's retort to the Rebbeinu Shalom. What's the Pshat? What does that mean? So Pshat is simple, like we're saying. He says is that, Anoichi Hashem Malakecha Shasicha Meretz Mitzrayim. What is the purpose of Goyim? He says is that there's taka purpose in all the Goyim. Asher Shasicha Meretz Mitzrayim is letting us know is that we were Zeicha to get out of Mitzrayim, which is taka great tzchus. We're greater than the Goyim. But the Goyim also have a purpose. And that's where it says, Anoichi Hashem Malakecha Shasicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That there is something very special about Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael from all the nations of the world to be His, to teach them Torah and Mitzvahs, for they're going to be the Am Kodesh. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shasich Meretz Mitzrayim, he said, Baruch Shalai Yosani Goy, to express that there is a purpose of the creation of the Goyim. But it's Haka, a big schus, that Klal Yisrael, who taken out of Mitzrayim, to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. And that's why it's said, to differentiate that every person in this world has a purpose. A goyim as well. But we were Zeicha Reich Hashem Hecha Shetzi Sichem Yeret Mitzrayim. It says in the Paradise Yosef, Asher Sichem Yeret Mitzrayim. Why didn't the Malachim receive the Torah? We discussed the Gemara and Shabbos on the Pechas. Why did they come and tie in a din of bar mitzvah? A din of bar mitzvah states that if I own a property and you own a property next door to me and you want to sell your property, I have first dibs on buying your property. You can't go and sell it to somebody else. Of course, I have to be willing to pay the going rate of what someone else would pay for it. But if I'm willing to pay the amount that someone else would be willing to pay, of course, I can't say, well, I didn't have a match, I'm going to pay you $10 for your house that's worth $500,000. Obviously, that wouldn't work. But if you're ready to sell your house to someone else $500,000, and I say, I want to buy $500,000, you have to sell it to me. I say, it's halacha, didn't have a match. The Torah was in Shemayim. Malachim could have said, Bar Mitzvah, the Torah is near us. Where are you going? We want the Torah. You can't just give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Who gives you the right to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu? We're Bar Mitzvah. We want Torah. So the Pari Yosef is brought down in many different places, the same Yisrael, that the Din of Bar Mitzvah does not apply to a child. If I want to give my house, or you want to give your house to your child, I can't come and say, Bar Mitzvah, I'm taking your house. No. You can give it to your child. You can give it to your child. Klal Yisrael Abonim Hashem. We are children of the Rebbeinu Shem. We are Zeicha to the Torah because there's no din of Bar Mitzvah because we are children of the Rebbeinu Shem. It said in the Nachal Kidumim, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher. The word Asher hurts is Yichem Eret Tzayim. He said the Gematria of Asher, you can use this as a Pesach for the Torah, Tzach Adash Biachav. Same Gematria. That's the Rosh Tevis of the 10 Makis. It says through the Makis, that the Rebbeinu Shalom inflicted upon the Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and it brought about the acknowledgement of the greatness of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It says in the Leket Sichas Musa, the purpose of the Aseres HaDibris is to bring one to Yiras Oynish, and the greatness of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It says in Devarim, Asher Yilmedun Liyir Oisi Kol Yomim Asherim Chayim Al Adomah, so they shall learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth. The first of the Aseres HaDibris says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael are supposed to bring in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had the opportunity to see the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon the Mitzrayim. Remembering what happened in Mitzrayim is supposed to bring us to Yiras Hayinish. And Yiras Hayinish is a low level of Yir Taka, but we gotta get to there. That's the Anoichi Hashem Lehech HaShetzich Meret Mitzrayim. There's a Marashoch in Yeromis, in Daf, Samar Beis. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us he went up to Shemayim. In Shemayim, he got the Torah. He was coming down late according to Klal Yisrael's calculation. And the Rebbeinu Shem tells him while he's in Shemayim that Klal Yisrael made an eagle. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't do anything. He comes down, he sees the eagle, he throws down the luchas, breaks the luchas. What happened? He was in Shemayim and the God himself told Moshe that Klal Yisrael made an eagle. Why didn't he throw down the luchas then? Why didn't he wait until he saw it? Chas v'shalom, he didn't believe it, Baruch Hashem. This is such a concept, Chas v'shalom. And God himself, Baruch Hashem said, Klal Yisrael made an eagle. What's the shot? So Mashah says, and he quotes a sefer Ikrim, you're right. Certainly, Moshe Rabbeinu believed 100% without any doubt that Klal Yisrael made an eagle. But even so, the Rebbeinu Shalom created in this world a koyach ra'iyah. When you see something, it has more of an effect. It has more effect on your guf. So it wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu was lacking in belief that they made it. Just when he saw it, it had a greater effect on him. And that's when he broke the luchos. Very interesting. The Hamad Dover takes this one step weiter when it says in the beginning of Bereishis, Vayar Elikim, and Hashem saw that it was good. He says, the Rebbeinu Shalom also kaviyachol. Vayar, the Rebbeinu Shalom saw that koyach of seeing has more of an effect on kaviyachol the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now you understand that? I don't think he means mamish the Rebbeinu Shalom, but to bring that point into the world, the Rebbeinu Shalom created something with Re'iyah. Perhaps we can explain that pshat. Of course it's more important that the Baruch Hashem created the entire world than everything else. And all the beautiful prakim that we said about Klal Yisrael will be taken out of Mitzrayim and Goyim and everything else. But you know what? You know why we needed the Baruch Hashem to say Asher Sisi Chemeretz Mitzrayim? Because Klal Yisrael saw that. We needed to have something for us to see, something that Klal Yisrael saw with their own very own eyes, to use as a point to realize the greatness of the Baruch Shalom. Therefore, the Baruch Shalom, who is it? Neichanayi Hashem Barasi Kalayim Kulay. We didn't see it. Not that we don't believe it. We can believe it. We can believe it 100%. But we didn't see it. Klal Yisrael didn't see it. Klal Yisrael saw the Baruch Shalom taken out of Mitzrayim. The whole world saw the Baruch Shalom. Kriyas Yam saw the Makkos. The whole world saw with their own eyes what was going on. And that's why we started with the Baruch Shalom Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Miveis HaMeretz Mitzrayim Veis HaVodim. I am the God who did all that. And Tzeisicha Mitzrayim, you have a point to look at to say, is wow, I see the greatness of the Baruch Shalom. And to have Yiras Ha'inish, that the Makkos, the same way the Baruch Shalom brought Makkos upon the Mitzrayim, that we should have Yiras Ha'inish, that we should talk about what we do with the Ratzon Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.